A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words Appear, a Netflix comedy special. Title, Cheeseburger. Andrew Santino fist pumps as he walks onto the purple-lit stage, featuring a well-stocked liquor caddy and a leather armchair. Andrew has short red hair and a close-cropped beard. He high-fives a fan. Andrew sets a glass of whiskey on a table and picks up the microphone.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much for coming out. I'm glad to do it here. I wanted to do it in Denver. I wanted to do it before, but China had other plans. And little Roni hiccup. We had a little hiccup for the Ronis. I got it, and then I got the vaccine, and I had friends that were like, dude, you already had it. You don't need to get the vaccine. And I was like, all right, I understand what you're saying, but they just... Look, I wanted to hear out the anti-vaxxers. I wanted to, like, hear what they had to say. I'm a contrarian. I was like, let me hear what they got to say. But their PR was terrible. They had, like, one meeting, and they were like, you don't know what's in it?
Andrew shakes his head.
I was like, that's not going to work. I had a bratwurst 3 days ago. I've never known what's in those things. Have you ever known what's in those things? What are you talking about? You don't know what's in it. It's, like, the most fun phrase. We used to do ecstasy in high school all the time. Yeah, not Molly, not that pussy shit you guys do today. Dude, we did Drano, dude. We did Drano drips.
Andrew paces on stage.
I'm glad I'm done with it, dude. It's nuts. My dad got it and didn't tell anybody, and then went to the ER, didn't tell anybody, got out, and then gave me a ring. I swear to God, he called up. He was like, hey, just got out of the hospital. I was like, are you okay? Did you fall? Because at certain ages, they just fall a lot. He's like, nah, Rona. I was like, oh my God. Are you okay? He's like, dude, in and out. 5 days in and out. Knocked it right out.
Andrew eyes the crowd.
Like, that's a work week. That's a long time to be in the ER. He was like, no big deal, though. I was like, were you on a ventilator? He's like, no, at night they gave me a breathing thing and I was fine. I talked to my buddy who works in the ER, and I was like, yeah, he didn't want to tell anybody that he got sick. He's like, yeah, that's a thing. His generation, their ego, their pride, they don't want to admit that they got it. He's like, but he shouldn't feel bad. There's so much more weird shit that goes on in the ER. And I'm like, I know, I bet. Tell me. Like, I want to hear it. He's like, I can't, dude. It's like doctor-patient privileges, and, you know, it's unprofessional. It's kind of unethical. And I was like, I've gotten high with you between shifts.
Andrew shrugs.
So let me know. You know what I mean? He goes, all right, one time this guy, him and his girlfriend were playing with sex toys. And they were using them on each other, having a good time. And they had this thing called the screaming bullet. It's just a little tiny vibrator. And they were using it, and then she decided to flip the script, use it on him, you know, change it up. Change up the batting order. We'll see who's next. So she's using it on him, and I don't know if the tides were strong that day, or the moon was in retrograde or whatever, but it just got sucked up inside of his ass. Yeah, his ass was like, give me that vibrator.
He clenches his fist.
Like when you used to lose a cassette tape in the deck of the car and you're like, no. It's never coming out. And your car would tease you, it'd spit it back out, but suck it in and go, better, better.
Andrew smiles as he walks across the stage.
So this poor gentleman had a little mini vibrator in his butt just banging off the walls. Like Brick Breaker, just like bop, 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 bop. And they couldn't get it out of this poor fella. And so this gentleman had to go to the ER, where my buddy works at. This guy went to the ER. Yeah. Instead of killing himself, he went into the ER. Instead of, obviously, no way am I going to the ER.
Andrew looks incredulous.
People are saying goodbye to their loved ones.
people are like, Nana, don't go. We're going to miss you, Nana.
And you got to walk by like.
Andrew takes bow-legged steps on tiptoe.
They're like, sir, sit down. You're like, it's way worse if I sit down. It'll echo through the halls.
He scrunches up his face in embarrassment. Andrew faces the audience.
I'm weary of the medical profession to begin with. Do I have any doctor fans? Raise your hand if you're a doctor. No way. Blown away. I'm just weary of the medical profession. I appreciate everything you guys do. I just think sometimes, you know, sometimes you're just fucking with us a little bit. Like, you know the phrase, he'll never walk again? You've all heard that. Everyone in here has heard, oh, he'll never walk again. What ends up happening? Walks again! Walks again every... Has never not walked again. Has always walked again. And here I was, stoned at like 3 in the morning watching TV, and they threw on one of those sad commercials. You know, that's like a 2-minute commercial with like a dog or a veteran or an old person to just get you really riled up at night for some reason. And I'm stoned, and they throw this dude on the TV, and it zoomed in on his face. And he goes, they told me I would never walk again.
Andrew frames his face with a hand.
Well, look at me now.
And I was like, please don't show it. Look, all respect, but I know what it looks like, and I don't want to see it while I'm high. Because I'm going to laugh.
Andrew shrugs.
I'm sorry, I'm going to laugh. So don't show it. And of course, he goes, look at me now. And they zoom out, and there he is on the parallel bars. And they've got this poor guy baby deering to the camera.
His body wiggles.
Like a marionette.
He takes big, awkward steps.
And I'm losing it. I'm dying laughing, and I feel like a bad person. But I didn't need to see it. I don't need proof. No one wants you to prove it. I believe you. Good, good for you. They would never show it if it was the other way.
He frames his face.
They would never go, they told me I'd never walk again. And boy, were they right.
Andrew mimes turning in a wheelchair.
No. No.
Andrew paces back and forth.
Because going to the doctor is scary enough. It's already scary to hear these other phrases. It's scary, you know? My dad had prostate cancer, and then it freaked everyone out. I was like, oh my God, I gotta go get an exam, I gotta go get checked out, you know? And so I went, I had to go check it out, go see what's going on in there. And there's no way to prepare you for a prostate exam as a guy. There's not. You may think, I mean, there's some guys out there that go, I know a trick. You're like, well.
He waves his hand dismissively.
It's different than you think. And for the first time in my life, when I went to get a prostate exam, I kind of understood what it might be like to be a woman to hook up with someone for the first time. I did a little bit, ladies. Like, I got it a little bit. Because I was in this cold, uncomfortable room with no art on the walls, it was...
Andrew shakes his head.
Very well lit for some reason. I was just in there alone, and then he just pops in real confident and brazen, and he just goes, take your clothes off. And I was like, oh my God.
He covers his body.
You don't want to chat or nothing? So I do. And then he goes, bend over the table. And at that point, I was like, ooh, you're naughty. I bend over this table, and I hear him applying just an absurd amount of lube to his finger. Like a first timer, like a rookie, just layering it up. And I gotta tell you something. He goes right in. They go right in. They go right in there, dude. They don't give you a countdown. There's no warning. There's no like a one and a two and a right in the poo. They go, no. No. He slides right in there and jams himself into you. And girls, he doesn't care about how I feel about it at all. Just having his way with me. And he's in there and he literally goes, do you feel that?
Andrew looks around the auditorium. He bends over.
And I was like, show me the guy that said no. Let me meet the gentleman that was like, no, I don't feel a thing. Why don't you throw another digit in there and see what happens? Yeah, I felt every piece of it. And he just had his way, didn't care about me at all, just did his thing. And then, out of nowhere, took his finger out, takes off the rubber and goes, I'm good, and he leaves. Ladies, he leaves me there. I've got my pants on my ankles, I'm shivering. I've got lube dripping out of my asshole onto my jeans. I'm scared like a little kid that's been left at an amusement park without his parents.
Andrew hobbles.
He didn't get anything to help me wipe up. I have to go across the room with my pants on my ankles just to get paper towels so I can wipe front to back. It was embarrassing. And he never called. The asshole never called. Pig. It was a pig.
Andrew smiles, smoothing his beard.
I thought I was going to be prepared for the prostate exam, because I'm going to admit something to you guys, all right? Sometimes, when I masturbate, I like to tickle my butthole with my free hand. Yeah.
He shrugs and shakes his head.
But that phrase used to scare me. I used to lose sleep at night over that phrase. Yeah, I can't believe I admitted it now, because for years, I was scared. Every time I would do it, I would be done, and I'd just walk around my house being like, you're a bad guy. You're a bad... They're going to get you, man. You're going to prison for that.
Andrew waggles his index finger.
But yeah, so I tickle my butthole with my hand. Big deal. But I used to be scared about it. I used to make it. Dude, Catholicism got so deep in my head as a kid, I thought that I was going to hell because of it. I was scared, dude, that people were one day going to find out that when I masturbate, I put a finger inside of my butt. How crazy to be scared of that thought. Who cares? Every woman I ever dated, every girl I ever started to have feelings for, I was like, oh, she's going to know. She's going to find out somehow. She's going to catch me doing it, or I'm going to have to admit it to her at some point. And she's finally going to have to come to grips with the fact that when I masturbate, I put a couple of fingers inside of my ass.
Andrew looks resigned.
But I don't care anymore. Tell everybody you know. 10 people, tell 10 people, tell 10 people. Spread the word. Let the world know. Andrew Santino fists himself when he jerks off.
He fist pumps weakly.
This one.
Andrew paces on stage and faces the audience.
I think it's a good thing that we can come to grips with our own sexual deviance, with your own likes. That's what you're allowed. You should be allowed to feel whatever you want to feel, man. Good thing we're entering a new time when people can feel comfortable being who they really are. Because we couldn't do that when I was a kid. You couldn't. When I was a kid, you couldn't do any of that stuff, dude. If you grew up in the 80s and the 90s, if you did anything non-masculine, if you did anything remotely non-masculine as a dude, the whole neighborhood was like, fag!
He points.
Santino's a fag! And I'd be like, I'm hugging my dad.
He scrunches up his face in disbelief.
And they'd be like, okay, fag, suck his dick, dude. I'd be like, you heard what he said, Pops. We got to do it.
Andrew walks slowly across the stage.
It was crazy. That's crazy. I don't care about the judgment anymore. Because you don't know what other people like and don't like, you know? You don't know. Who are you to judge other people? Jesus was gay.
Andrew grins and raises an eyebrow.
Tell me Jesus wasn't gay. I watched a whole documentary on this guy. The whole time I was like, gay! It was wild. He was beautiful. He was so hot, this guy. Just jacked. Feel like an 8-pack, skinny, beautiful, long, straight hair. Never fucked girls.
He shrugs.
What are you talking about, dude? He could have had anybody in town. Have you seen his competition? Have you seen anybody from that time period? Horrific creatures. Everybody walking around like, hello, Jesus.
Andrew closes one eye, hunches his back, and swings his arms awkwardly as he takes jerky steps.
They all had ailments he had to fix. No, but instead the guy washed dudes' feet and got followed around by 12 dudes all day long. All his magic was gay. All his magic was gay. A straight dude would be like, do you want to see me cannonball into this lake and make all the water come out of it? And he was like, do you want to see me tiptoe across a pond?
Andrew juts out his hips sassily.
Even the way he died, they had him up there. A straight dude would be like, I died doing what I love, man. And he was like, oh, I'll be back.
Andrew purses his lips.
Wait till my daddy hears about this. He was like, I can change water. Everyone's like, make beer. He's like, what about Pinot Noir?
Andrew chuckles.
Tell me this isn't the gayest phrase you've ever heard. What if we do like a Last Supper? We'll have that boy from town paint us, you know, the one with the bad eye. And I don't care if he was. I'm not saying it with negative connotation. I'm just saying, who cares? Mind your own business. Aren't you full? Why are we caring so much about what other people do with their personal time? Don't you got enough shit going on to care about other people's stuff? Mind your own business. Do you remember that? We used to do it all the time. I remember being a teenager, and I watched a guy get, like, robbed on the subway, and he was like, help. And I was like, no.
He shrugs.
I got, like, 2 stops left. That's insane. I'm not going to help you. We used to do it a lot, you know? Something my mom taught me. For a while, she was a single mother, you know? And we weren't poor, but she would let us steal. You understand? I don't know if you had that, but if it looked, you know, good enough, she'd be like, take it. Take it now. Take it. Put it in your pocket and take it.
Andrew smiles.
And we get caught, you know? And she was such a good actor. She'd be like, Andrew, I am so sorry. Andrew, get over here. And then we'd get out of earshot, and she'd be like, you got to hide it better, buddy. You know that. You got to hide a little bit better. And we never spoke about this for some reason, ever. Like, we never spoke about this. But at my grocery store as a kid, there were these plexiglass bins, and in them they'd have, like, nuts and candy and chocolate, and you could weigh it by the pound. I don't know if you guys ever had that, but you'd get your groceries, and you'd weigh by the pound whatever you got. And we never spoke about this one time, ever. Even till this day, we joked about it when she saw me do this joke. She used to stand in front of the bins, lift up the smallest one to the ground, and just stand guard and let me go to town. And I just shovel candy in my little orangutan face.
He mimes shoveling candy.
And when I was done, we wouldn't say anything. I would tap on her thigh, and she would close it, and we'd walk away.
Andrew paces on stage.
And one time, this guy came down the aisle, this rat, this snitch. He came down the aisle and he goes, hey, you have to pay for that. And as smoothly as I've ever seen my mother, simultaneously close and call out, she goes, mind your own fucking business. And he did.
Andrew smiles.
This guy, he fucked right off. It was great. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm an asshole. I should get out of here. And that's a child. Yeah, you got to mind your own business, dude. Pay attention to your own life. You got your own thing going on. The world is collapsing as we speak, dude. Have fun. It's over. It's over, dude. It's 156 in L.A. right now. Look, I know global warming's real. I know it's real. There is no question in my mind. But also, it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive that this thing's been around for 4.5 billion years. We've been around for 6,000 for civilization, 200,000 as a race, and we broke it.
He makes the sign of the horns.
That's pretty rock and roll, dude. You're a pussy-ass Earth, is what it is. It's sad. It's disgusting. No, it's awful. It's awful, but I also don't want to be yelled at about it because it's such a massive problem that you're like, why are you yelling at me about the globe heating up? That's crazy. I'm not the one that dumped millions of gallons into the ocean of oil. I didn't do any of that stuff. Why are you yelling at me? I don't like that. Don't yell at me, all right? Like, they sent that kid out, Greta Thunberg. They sent a child to yell at us. They sent a child to yell at you, and you took it. All of you just took it. And I'll say this, dude. Good on that little girl for having, like, the bravery and the confidence to stand up for something she believes in, for her generation, something that she really cares about, and to talk to adults like that about something she's passionate about. Like, good for that kid, dude. That's impressive. But also, shut up, you little asshole. It's fucking...
He shakes his head.
You never paid a mortgage, you dick. You don't know how hard this is. You never got a parking ticket when you got 19 bucks left to your name. Shut up. Also, I know she's from Sweden, but I didn't like that little Nazi twang in her voice. You heard it. And she was like, shame on you. You're like, hey. What is that? Is that Nazi shit? What was that?
Andrew smiles sheepishly.
Don't yell at me about shit I can't control. That's the thing. I can't control that. Why are you yelling at me about something I can't control? And they bully us about it. They took away straws in California. They made them illegal in some states to serve. It's insane. And they took them away, and we were like, all right, I guess. No one asked for proof. No one was like, why are you doing this? And they threw away. They go, turtles. Turtles are dying. And we just were like, oh, okay, seems reasonable. Does it? Where? Where are all these turtles? I'm almost 40. I've seen 6 turtles my whole life. You're telling me millions of turtles are dying with straws lodged in their heads? Where? Show me the shells. Show me the shells. And I'll stop using them. I don't buy it.
He taps his head.
I'm not a smart man. But that math does not add up. The physics on that is crazy. Ocean big. Big ocean, yeah? Ocean big. Straw float.
Andrew nods confidently.
Turtle move. Tide strong in ocean big. Ocean big. Turtle move. Tide strong. Straw float. You're telling me all these elements line up perfectly? For a straw to get in a less than 5 millimeter hole, good, in a turtle's head? That's like me flicking a Q-tip in the air and catching it in the tip of my penis.
Andrew waves his hand dismissively.
I don't know. I believe it's real. I just know it's white people problems. Whites did this. The whites are at it again. They are. White people want something to complain about, and their lives are pretty easy, so they're like, I gotta get mad about something. Dude, black people for years have been like, the police are killing us, and we've been like, all right, Jamal, we're thinking about the polar bears right now. Cool it out, pal. We're thinking about a bear that lives thousands of miles away, and you care more about that than humans that live amongst you. That's not crazy? That's crazy shit. That's fucked up. We're fucked up, man. And the only reason you like that bear is because it's white. That's the only reason. That's the only reason, dude. What about brown and black bears? You guys are like, those are dirty bears. They live close to the city. They're bad bears. And they steal. They steal. From picnickers. Or picnickers. I don't know if you can say it now. I don't. But...
Andrew faces the audience.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's nuts. Look, maybe polar bears gotta go. I don't know. We've never done this before. This is our first time doing this thing. Thousands of species have come and gone. Maybe it's time for polar bears to go. Maybe the universe was like, polar bear, you gotta go. You gotta go. Wrap it up. You gotta go. We got something else coming in. Dude, remember dinosaurs? Pretty good thing they're not around anymore. Otherwise, you'd leave the show tonight. You'd be like, fun show. Yeah, we had a good time. No, it was a great time. All right, you guys. All right, goodbye. Go, 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 go. Get in! Get in! Every day.
Andrew paces back and forth as he looks out at the audience.
Look, I know it's real. I know global warming is real. I'm just saying it's not my fault. I didn't do all of it, so stop giving me all the blame. Meanwhile, politicians, they keep doing this stuff to us because they want us to just hate each other and get distracted. They get away with everything. We don't scrutinize them for shit. We get yelled at, they take no responsibility for the stuff that they cause. Where is Joe Biden?
Andrew looks confused.
Where is that guy? That was the craziest thing on earth. We got bamboozled. And when I talk shit about Joe Biden, particularly living in LA, immediately everyone where I live acts like they jumped into a cold pool. They're like, they can't believe I would mock the dude. But he stinks, and here's the deal. Here's the deal. You got tricked. Admit that you got tricked. You got a white for a white. Bad trade. Bad trade. Forever, you guys were like, Trump, piece of shit. Let's get this old, white, out of touch piece of shit out of the White House. And I was like, yeah, get him out. What are we putting in? And they were like, an old, white, out of touch piece of shit. We lost. That's an L, dude. That's an L. You got a white for a white. Bad trade. You got an Accord for a Civic. It's the same car. You guys are like, no, this one doesn't have the N-word button on it. Yes, it does. It's underneath the thing. They just hit it better.
Andrew smiles.
He stinks. And this is the problem I have, right? It's more the idea that we wanted progress and change. And as a society, that's what we're trying to do. Inclusivity, right? We're trying to change the way this country looks. And so there's a black woman in the White House. She's right there. What the fuck is she doing? What is she doing? I got two words for Kamala Harris. Push him.
Andrew shrugs.
Lady. How bad do you want to be president, lady? It's right there. Home is open. Steal home. Go, 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 go. Come on, Kamala. One hip nudge. One hip nudge. He folds like origami right down to the earth. Boom, you're president. Don't you want it bad? Have one meeting in a basement. Have one meeting in a basement. Down here, Joe.
Andrew hunches.
You down that rickety stairwell, Kababala?
He takes feeble steps.
These stairs seem wet. And there's no handrail. In my mind, it's Home Alone. She has a bucket of paint. She's like, come on, you old fuck.
He smiles, pacing the stage.
You know he doesn't know her name. What is he, the only 70-year-old white guy that's not racist? Shut up. You know, he saunters around there and he's like, bring me the black. And they're like, all right, Joe, we can't say that anymore, buddy. We can't say that. Sit down. Eat your soup. Sit down. Sit down. Now, the guy stinks, but here's the thing. The guy before him was a fucking dipshit, too. This is what I'm trying to say is, you're allowed to hate all these psychopaths equally. You know that, right? You can like none of these guys. They all suck. They all suck. They're not on your team. They're not your friend. They don't give a shit about you. They all went to Epstein's Island, all of them. It was crazy that like 15 years ago, psychopath Alex Jones was talking about it. It was like, there's an island where they fuck kids. And the frogs are gay. And back then, we were like, this guy's nuts. And now we're like, he was right. The frogs are gay. You see him hopping around. Lily pad to lily pad, it's gross. No, Epstein's Island was a real thing. The flight logs are on the internet. You can look them up. They're there. They're right there. You can see who's on there. All the hits are on there. All your boys, they're all on there. Bill Clinton went there, allegedly, 26 times.
He smiles smugly and cocks his head.
That's so many times. Those aren't layovers. That is a direct flight, dude. That wasn't like, oh, what do we have to stop? Oh, Epstein's? Oh, shit, okay, well.
When in Rome, saxophone.
Come on. But make no mistake, I love shitting on Biden, but also shitting on Trump. That guy was a dumb, fat piece of shit, too. That guy stinks. Guy was an idiot. Guy was a fucking idiot. He went after Mexicans, which I hated the most because I live in Southern California. I really, really like Mexicans. Okay? Don't fuck with my Browns, man. Don't fuck with my Browns. He went after Mexicans, and I didn't like it. I hated it. And he was like, they're lazy criminals.
Andrew shakes his head in disbelief.
I was like, lazy? Have you met any of these people? If you haven't, it's because they're working their third job that day. And criminal. It's like, that one's true. But I know my cleaning lady is stealing from us. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm always like, Maria, those are your shoes? You're a size 12 in Jordans. Those are yours?
His hips sway as he walks.
So, these are my shoes, Mr. Andrew. These are my shoes.
Andrew paces the stage.
The guy was crazy. The guy is crazy. He's also a dick. He was mean as shit. He was mean. He was a bully. He was a dickhead, right? And if you're going to be mean, you got to be fun. You know, George Bush was mean, but he was kind of fun. He had that little bobblehead wobble about him.
Andrew wobbles his head.
He'd say crazy shit, but if he followed up with something fun, he'd be like, we're going to bomb the shit out of Iraq. You're like, oh, my God. He'd be like, now watch me hit this drive.
Andrew mimes swinging a golf club.
And we were all like, yeah, bomb Iraq. I don't know. What are you going to do? Nah, Trump was just mean. Just mean. Build a wall. So stupid.
Or build a wall.
Mean. Build a maze. That's fun. Yeah. I want him in here. Let's make him work for it a little bit, you know? A couple of turnarounds and go-backs.
He said that in. He said that in.
You know? You know what I want at the border? I want the American Ninja Warrior course at the border so bad. Yeah, man. You want citizenship? You gotta conquer Mama Doriyama live on Fox.
Andrew grins.
I would love to do the post-game interviews. That's what I want to do, the post-game interviews. The wrap-ups when they fail, just to be like, Alejandro, Alejandro, what happened? What happened out there? Well, Andrew. The first time I was here, I couldn't do the warp wall. I fuck about the warp wall. This time it was the San Juan ladder. I can't do the San Juan ladder. Well, you know you get three tries. I know. I gotta be back in October to fuck shit up in the fall, baby. Yes.
Andrew smiles as he paces.
I was shocked Trump lasted 4 years. 4 years was wild to me. 4 years and nobody, you know? Nobody.
He raises his eyebrows.
Nobody?
He makes a finger gun.
Nobody. Nobody. Not once. I'm not advocating for killing a president. But we used to try.
Andrew nods seriously.
We used to give it the old college go. We got some of our best in a theater like this. I mean, we got one in the... I went to the spot where JFK got shot. I went there to Dallas when I was on tour. We stood on the X. You can stand right where it happened. And we looked up at the book depository, and simultaneously we turned to each other and we were like, it's a good shot. It was far. It was impressive.
Andrew walks back and forth.
We're entering this new time now where, you know, comedy is in this weird space because people have this narrative that kind of gets pushed around by you guys more than us, that it's like, ooh, what can comedians say? What are you allowed to say now? You could say anything you want, right? Doesn't mean there's not going to be consequences, but you've always been able to say whatever you want, right? There might be consequences of it, right? Like Chappelle went after the trans people, and trans people got mad, and people were mad that they got mad, and then they were mad that Chappelle said what he said. But this is the issue. We live in this place where the beauty is he can say that stuff. They also have a right to be very upset at that. And that's the duality of the America that we live in, that you're allowed to hate it, they're allowed to say it, we gotta keep fucking moving. That's kind of how it goes.
He shrugs.
But they have every right to be mad at what he says. That's fine, and he is gonna say what he wants to say. Chappelle is the GOAT. After all, he's the GOAT, you know? He's the greatest of all trans, and... How funny would it be?
Andrew smiles cheekily.
On his next special, he just comes out in heels. He's like, gotcha, bitch! David, you did it again. Yeah, that's the world we live in, you know? We're gonna say weird, dumb shit. We, like, agree to this thing. When you guys come to these rooms, you agree to be a part of this thing. You're a part of it. Make no mistake. There's always this thing where it's on us. It's on you, too. You're a part of it because you're in this secret little room where we've kind of agreed to it. And outside of these walls, it's a different set of rules. But in here, for some reason, it's not. It's strange. Like, what's your name? What's your name?
Brian.
Brian? You having a fun time tonight? Yeah?
Andrew mimes jerking off.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all. Brian doesn't deserve to me to jerk off on him. Brian doesn't deserve that. But you guys were like, jerk it off on Brian. Because you're in here. You wouldn't let that go out there. Out there, that's no, no, no. If I bumped into Brian on the street, I was like, hey, man. He's like, hey. And I was like, you guys would be like, lock that guy up. And I'm sorry.
He grins.
But that's my point, is like, you're a part of it. Because you're here, you're in on this thing. You're creating this thing with us, you know? You do this all the time. You do this all the time. America loves art, but we just don't want to know where it comes from. We're like, oh, don't tell me. I don't want to know where it comes from. You do. We do this a lot. But you're a part of it just as much as I'm a part of it. You know, Amy Winehouse, her number one song was, they tried to make me go to rehab, and I said, no, no, no. And then she died of a heroin overdose. And you guys were just like, what happened to Amy?
He lumbers around.
Was she sick? You're an idiot. You have to recognize you're as much a part of this as we are. You're responsible too. And I was having this like crazy emotional breakdown a couple months ago. And I called my lady and I was like, I don't know what I want right now. She's like, what do you want from this comedy thing? What do you want from all the shit that you're doing? And I said, I just want to be a cheeseburger. And she was like, you got to go to the hospital. That's something's wrong. And I meant what I said. I just want to be a cheeseburger. That's all I want. I don't need some crazy legacy. I don't need to live on forever. I just want you to enjoy me right now while you have me. That's all I really want.
Andrew looks out at the audience.
But just know that you guys are all eating a different cheeseburger. That's what I'm talking about. You're creating it and making it taste the way you want it to taste. You're picking and choosing what you like and what you don't like, what you're offended by, what you agree with, what upsets you, what makes you happy. You're building your own cheeseburger. So let me be the cheeseburger, but also know you're fucking making it. You made it.
He points at the audience.
You're the creator of this world just as much as we are, you know? But I learned that I don't know how much I care about legacy. I think I want to enjoy it now. And there's this idea. A lot of people want legacy. They want to live forever, whether it's through something they've done or through children that they have. I tried to have kids. It's been a tough road, I'm not going to lie. It's been really, really hard. We did everything. I was taking vitamins and supplements and nutrients and CoQ10 and Pro-Seed. I changed my diet, my sleep schedule. I did everything. We did everything they asked us to do, man. We stopped drinking. You know, we started exercising more, getting better sleep. We started having sex on a schedule, down to the minute of when you're supposed to have sex in different positions, different times of day, different places in the house. We started pegging. We were doing everything.
He smiles.
Everything. some of you don't know what pegging is, and just look it up on the way home. I don't know what to tell you. Now, we're not doing that, but through the process, I did learn about edging. I learned what edging was, and edging is incredible. I don't know if you know what this is, but we were reading a book, and Kama Sutra book, and it had all this stuff about trying to enhance your orgasm with your partner. And one of these things was edging, and edging is where you get close to ejaculation, and then you stop, and you get close, and then you stop, and you get close, and you stop, and you do this over and over and over again. It's supposed to heighten your pleasure sensors in your mind and your body and your spirit so you and your partner have this perfect orgasm with one another. But when I read it, you know, I'm not a smart man. So immediately I turned to her. I was like, can you imagine how big my load's going to be? She was like, what? I was like, I'm going to blow your fucking back out. Oh, my God. It'd be like 30 gallons of it. She's like, that's not how it works. I'm like, yes, it is. I remember super soakers when I was a kid. You didn't shoot those on the first pump. You weren't just like, kiss, kiss, kiss. Uh-uh. You were like, kiss, 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 kiss.
Andrew pretends to load a water gun.
Kiss, 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 kiss. Until it was about to break when it was like, kiss, 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 kiss. Then you smoke him with that big load.
Andrew paces.
That's not how it works. One good thing I did, though, put away porn, stop watching porn. While we were trying to have a baby, I was like, stop, I'm not going to watch porn. Don't want to watch it. Also, I didn't like it anymore. I got to be honest with you. Porn's gotten out of control. Used to be lighthearted and fun. Now it's all family-oriented for some reason. I don't like that. I remember the first time I saw it, I was scrolling through my feed, and it said, stepdad comes home from work early, finds stepdaughter changing. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
He squints.
And I saw the thumbnail, and I was like, I'm going to check it out. I want to know, what job does he have? Lets him off at 2 p.m.? That's good hours. I like that porn just does its own thing all the time, though. I like that porn adheres to no social rules, right? You'll never see a politically correct porn, ever. Ever. In all the things that we say societally, like you're not allowed to say that anymore, we don't say that word anymore. Porn doesn't give a fuck. You'll never see a PC porn. You'll never see a title that says, less than intelligent cis white female gets sexually satisfied by cis African American male. No. It'll always say, dumb white bitch gets pumped by big black cock. And you're like, I'm clicking that video. That's one of my favorites to watch.
Andrew paces thoughtfully.
I will say, though, I am pro sex work. I'm pro that. I think that's great. You do whatever you want to do. Sometimes, though, you'll see an aggressive porn and you'll be like, I don't know if she likes that at all. The feminist in me is just like, bro, she's getting skewered. She cannot enjoy this. But I support women in what they want to do. I try to support women as much as I can in anything they want to do or anything they want to be. Because we all know that everyone with a brain goes, well, we should all be treated as equals. I support feminism in that world completely. Where it gets a little out of control is when feminism makes it a competition for no reason. I saw a shirt this girl was wearing. It said, girls can do anything boys can do. And I was like, when? What?
He shrugs.
What world are you living in? That's such a dumb phrase. Girls can do anything boys can do. It's also a dumb phrase if a guy has a shirt that says, guys can do anything girls can do. Also not true. What are you talking about? Dude, you guys, you make humans inside of your body. That's crazy. 9 months. Probably the most grueling, excruciating, painful, insane, wild thing that humans do. You do it. So leave us alone. What do you want? Leave us alone. You want to do these jobs? We can do what you do. You want to do? We don't want to do these fucking jobs. We did them for you. You don't want to do them either. You tricked us. You tricked us into doing them. Now you want them back? What's wrong with you? Thousands of years ago, we lived in caves, and you guys were like, go get the food. And we were like, there's lions outside. And you guys were like, go get the food.
Andrew spreads two fingers over his crotch.
Fine.
He walks away with slumped shoulders.
We don't want to do these jobs. They're insane. Coal miner, huh? You want to get black lung? What the fuck are you talking about? You want to be a garbage man? That's insane. Picking up shit all day? What is wrong? You want to be an Alaskan crab boat fisherman? Is that what you want to do, girls? You want to lose your teeth and smoke menthols and most likely die at sea? It's awfully convenient that you guys want to do all these gigs after we did them all already. They're done. We built all the shit. It's over. Look.
Andrew gestures at the ceiling.
Who the fuck you think did this thing? You think a sorority threw this together? Come on, Alpha Phi. Brick by brick by brick by brick. Leave us alone. You're already mean to us anyway, right? And it's socially fun to be mean to guys because we're big, dumb idiots. I was at a gas station, and this big truck pulled in, a lifted truck with huge tires. And the girl at the pump next to me made eye contact with me, and she goes, ugh. I knew exactly what she said in her head. And everybody in here knows, big truck, small dick. Oh, big car, you got a small little penis. Yeah, on your big truck, your small little penis. You compensating for something? Yeah, for the fact that he never had a big truck before, and now he does. You think men are deep? We're idiots. When we're little boys, we're like, oh, truck, beep, 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 ah!
He mimes moving a toy truck.
And then we get older, and we have money, and we're like, I buy truck. We don't judge our purchases based on our genitalia. That's insane. We don't get out of the shower, look at our dick, and we're not like, oh, Jeep Grand Cherokee, cool. We could never do that to you. You know how mad you'd be if we did that to you, girls? You'd lose your mind. If we equated those things, purchases, to your genitalia, if I was like, is that a Louis Vuitton purse? Oh, you got a big clit? What's that?
He points.
Is that a Gucci Gucci? You got a sloppy Gucci Gucci? Yeah.
Andrew scratches his forehead. He smiles.
Leave us alone. But again, women deserve to be treated like equals. There's no doubt at all, you know? It's not even an argument, you know? You're tough. You're hard to figure out. My dad failed a bunch. He couldn't get through it. Bunch of women came and went. He couldn't figure it out, the poor guy. And now he's older, and he's trying to, you know, get his life back together again. He's trying to teach me life lessons, you know? I think as they get older, they want to, like, impart something on you, like a piece of wisdom that they've learned. So he's, like, sneaking it in weird ways. He sent me a box of, like, old stuff, you know? And on top of it was Sonic the Hedgehog. And it was plugged into Sega Genesis. And I was like, oh, my God, is this a message? Is he sending me a message? Is he saying, be a kid, slow down, have some fun, you're working too hard? So I did. I got stoned, I plugged it in, and I played Sonic for hours. And it was incredible. It was amazing. And at some point, I might have been a little too high because I was staring at Sonic, and I was like, oh, my God, this goes deeper than I ever thought. I'm Sonic. Sonic is I am Sonic. Most men in here are Sonic, and you don't even know it. You run through life as fast as you can just to get to the end. That's the goal of the game. Get the coins, give me the money, get to the end. Give me the money, get to the end. Give me the money, get to the end. That's what most guys do. Just give me the money, let me get to the fucking end. That's the goal of the game. It's so twisted, you know? And the whole time, give me the money, get to the end. Give me the money, get to the end. In the game, just like in life, at some point, you bump into these trolls, women, and all of your coins. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. He looks up, spreading his arms.
And you're like, give me my coins! No! And you'll never get them back.
Andrew smiles.
But I think because of all that knowledge they're trying to impart, the one thing that the older generation didn't really speak to us about was going to talk to somebody. Therapy is great. And for some reason, it still has this, like, I don't want to tell anybody thing about it. I don't know why. I think it's incredible. I went and I spoke with someone, and it helped. It really did. And some of the things she said made some sense, you know? She had said this thing, and you can use this if you want. She said, you know what you got to do? You got to adopt happiness. When you see someone else having fun, go into it. Don't get away from it. Go for it, right? It's going to fight by some reason, get to you, and it'll hopefully help you get a little bit of happiness in your life, slowly but surely. I thought, I don't know, maybe that works, maybe it doesn't, you know? She said, or get a dog. And I was like, I'll get a dog.
Andrew grins.
So I don't have to talk to people. And I love my dog, and she's incredible. She's also a little bit of a pervert, I'm not gonna lie. It's disgusting, she's so weird. Whenever we start hooking up, I can hear her collar jingling down the hallway like a prison guard with the keys when they know the boys are being bad, you know? Like, whenever we start hooking up, she'll start running to the room and we have to close her out. But still, she's persistent. You'll hear her under the crack of the door just like a detective. It's twisted. The moment we're done hooking up, I'll open the door. The dog will come in the room, jump on the bed, and go right to the wet spot.
He nods and raises an eyebrow.
And she's like, get her off the bed. And I'm like, let Scruff McGruff figure out the crime.
Andrew squints.
Who done it, Scruff?
He mimes, smoking.
Was it the Ginger General with the lead pipe in the ballroom? Who did it?
Andrew paces the stage.
She's gross, but I love her. And a lot of times, she is my little safety net, honestly. Like, if I'm having a tough day, I'll just take her for a long walk. It's great. She doesn't judge, doesn't give a shit. And I'll just say to her my problems, and she doesn't care. Once in a while, she'll throw me like a, oh, yeah, I don't fucking care. But it's nice. And one time, I was going through some shit. And I took her with me. And I went to this little hardware store near my house, an old hardware store, a mom and pop shop, if you will, you know? It's one of these spots where nothing is in the place it's supposed to be. It smells like cut keys all the time. And no one's really working, you know? You can't find anything. I love it. It's great. So I took her with me. And she was acting really rambunctious. And you know if you have a dog, and they pull sometimes. And sometimes you pull back. Sometimes they pull hard, and sometimes you snap it a little bit harder. It's not hurting them, but it does, checks them a little bit. It gives them just a little, You hit them. Who's the adult here? Who's the big guy? And you're not hurting them, but it hits them a little bit.
He nods.
They go right back. You hit them, they go right back to being happy. So I smoked her a few times. She was getting out of control. And we're in one of these hardware stores, and the aisles are really tight and tiny. It's old, you know? And stuff looks like it's going to fall down on you above you. And all I'm doing is trying to find this stupid little washer. That's all I'm doing. And I'm hunting through all these little stupid bags. And she's acting rambunctious, so I wrap around my legs, and I'm holding her close. And at the end of the aisle, I notice out of the corner of my eye, there's a girl there by herself, a handicapped girl. There's a handicapped girl at the end of the aisle with Down syndrome, and she's standing there by herself. And I can see her see the dog without seeing it. I know that she wants to say hi to the dog, but I'm just in one of those moods. I don't want to talk to anybody, right? It's nothing about her. I just wanted to be alone. And I can hear her under her breath. I can hear her going, puppy. And without looking, I was like, yeah, it's a puppy. Yeah, puppy dog.
Andrew's eyes follow the floor.
And she goes, oh, cute. And I was like, come on. And she goes, oh, I want to pet her so bad.
Andrew looks resigned.
And I took a breath and I turned and I saw this girl's face. And it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. It was stunning. From ear to ear, she was smiling, happy. It was unbelievable. I couldn't describe it to you accurately. You know when a hippie chick is like, your aura's blue. You know that thing? She had a glow. I'm not kidding. For the first time in my life, I saw someone like glowing with happiness. And she was beautiful. And I was like, what's my problem? What's my fucking problem? This girl just wants to say hi to this dog. And I'm letting this get in the way. This is what the therapist was talking about. Adopt happiness. Stop being a grump. Stop being an asshole. So it's tough. But through the grit of my teeth, I was like, you want to pet my fucking dog?
Andrew nods.
And she was like, uh-huh. And I was like, get over here, pet my goddamn dog. And she came lumbering down the aisles, and she was running so fast, my dog got scared and startled and jumped back and started growling at her. She gets to my dog, and my dog's like, argh. And I was like, hey, not her. Come on, not her. Don't do that to her, please. What are you doing? Cut it out. Stop that. And she goes, ooh, mean dog. And I said, no, not a mean dog. You're a new friend. You just got to take it easy. You're a new friend. She doesn't know you that well. And she goes, oh, okay, okay. So she goes down to pet her again. But at this point, my dog is not fucking with this chick. My dog is like, I'm going to bite your fingers off. And so she's jumping at her, like, trying to bite her hand. But the handicap girl doesn't take this. She just keeps going for it. She thinks it's fun. So she's trying to play with her. My dog's trying to kill her. And I'm like, well, this is how my career ends right here. And she's going for it. And at some point, my dog jumps and nips at her finger and almost clips her hand. For legal reasons, almost clips her hand.
He smiles.
And then the girl pulls her hand away, and her mood completely changes. I mean, boom, the shift was huge. She just lost all that color out of her face, and she got scared. And she was like, bad dog. And I was like, you're okay. And I grabbed her hand, and I said, she didn't bite you. You're okay. It's okay. That is a bad dog. I said, bad dog, I'm sorry, but you're okay. And she goes, she doesn't like people like me.
Andrew looks distressed.
And I was like, don't say that. Don't say that out loud. Shh, don't say that. That's not true at all. And she goes, no, she doesn't like people that are like me. And I said, that's not true. Don't you dare say that. Don't you dare think that. That's wrong. She's being a bad girl. And this is very strange. I've never seen her do this. She usually doesn't like black people. I've never seen this before.
Andrew holds up his hands.
She's black, by the way. She's black. My dog is black. The handicapped girl is white. They're always white.
His face turns serious as he nods. He smiles. Andrew nods confidently as he looks out at the audience. He shrugs.
Does anybody want to debate me on it?
Andrew smiles and shrugs again.
Because here's the best part of the joke. Here's the best part of the joke, to me. Is that the story's not true. None of it's true. Not even a little bit. It's all fake. It's all totally made up. It's fabricated. But it took you on a ride. You were there. You were in the hardware store. You knew what it looked like. You knew what it smelled like. You constructed it in your mind. You made it taste how you wanted it to fucking taste. I didn't do it. You did it. You did it. Huh? We paint the picture. Who's holding the brush? I want you to raise your hand if when I told the story, you saw a non-white, mentally handicapped girl.
He scrutinizes the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that taste? How does that taste, huh? Yeah. You'll all be driving home going, they are usually white. I don't know what it is. Denver, I hope you enjoyed the burger. Thank you so very much.
Andrew waves goodbye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so very much, Denver. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Goodbye, you guys. Good night. Thank you, guys.
Audio description provided by Roundabout Entertainment. Voiced by Elias. Written, performed, and directed by Andrew Santino. Executive producer, Andrew Santino. Producer, Matt Schuler. Line producer, Laura Velez. Additional credits roll. A little boy with red hair wears oversized sunglasses. Run Like a Deer Incorporated. Copyright 2023. Run Like a Deer Incorporated. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.